Down to brass tacks, I have several WhatsApps. One says the owners are part of the biggest problem with the PSVs, with the jokers they employ, and it's all about money for them. Any serious owner will subscribe to the rule of law and not hire a known repeat high number offender. They know the culprits, but as long as money's made, whatever. These owners will always try to defend their lawlessness and butter it up, because to speak about it and deal with it aggressively will affect their bottom line. A couple other callers mentioned that you cannot conflate my words, but a couple of them said that you cannot put NAS and healthcare together. NAS is paid in and a healthcare levy would be something else, but you can't expect that persons who pay NAS automatically get healthcare. A couple others, but we will continue. We have a number of persons backed up. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
This is Joanne Haig from the Barbados Water Authority. How are you?
I'm well, Joanne. Yourself?
Not too bad. If you can spare me a few minutes, I really want to talk to the good people in parts of St. Joseph, St. Thomas, and St. Andrew, okay. In particular those in White Hill and Hillaby in St. Andrew, Lamins, Chimborazo, Horse Hill, Bowling Alley, the surrounding districts in St. Joseph, and, of course, the good people in St. Thomas, Welchman Hall, Canefield, and the surrounding areas. Mm-hmm. Over the last couple of weeks, they would have been experiencing low pressure and intermittent outages. Mm. The people that I just identified, normally their system is the Castle Grant system. That is a system that feeds all of the people I just mentioned, the areas I just mentioned, rather. The Castle Grant system depends on three other systems in order for it to supply everyone in these areas. It's Hadeville, Golden Ridge, and Sweetville Borehole. Castle Grant is the highest of all of the systems, which means we need to pump water to that system. It cannot be gravity.
Highest usage?
Highest, not usage. Highest in terms of where it's located. The level.
Oh, yes.
High. Yes. In other words, right. So you need to pump water there. At any given time when one of these systems are impacted, either by pump failure, electrical outage, even a leak going onto the system, mm-hmm. you're going to lose the level at Castle Grant, which means you're going to get an outage. Now, people are asking, why can't we tell you before? We try to, but it's emergency work. In other words, it just happens. A pump can fail. A cable can burn. Unfortunately, we may have a power outage, and it would drop the system. Depending on how long it is out for, then you're going to feel the outage. So sometimes we look at it, we monitor it, and realize we can get in and out in an hour. No harm done. No one knows. Everything goes back to normal. In this particular instance, people are experiencing low pressure and intermittent outages for the last 3 days. It is because the Golden Ridge system is now low, so we can't pump to that system. So we do dispatch tankers as soon as we know what happens. Tankers will go into the area. Water is off. Let's just say they go there all now. And in 2 hours, it is back on again. We don't know because it depends on usage now. So, for example, when you wake up in the morning to no water for this particular system, everybody is using because everybody wants to get to work. Everybody has something to do, so we're all going to be using the water in that system. By 10, 11 o'clock, it may come back up a little bit because the usage is down. And then we hear people saying, but why, Ms. Haig, after midnight, I can only get to wash my clothes? That's because less people are using again. Mm. Note, I am saying once the system is impacted in some way, it reduces the levels, which means somebody is going to be impacted. Mm-hmm. And usually it's those living in the higher elevated areas in St. Joseph, in St. Andrew, for example, Hillaby and Mount Hillaby. Mm-hmm. Currently they're out right now, and White Hill. Tankers have just been dispatched to service the areas. We want them to understand the challenges, that we do everything that we can possible to make sure that we rectify the problems as soon as possible. It's not always easy to get to them in a timely manner before, because you can only do that when you have scheduled work. Emergency work now, which is what I'm doing here now, is explaining now after the fact, because we see what happens, we then explain, we then try to rectify. And then we hope that life then goes back to normal until it happens again. And why I say that, our systems are still not functioning to the 100% level that we would like, because we all know in Barbados they're still old and we're still upgrading the systems as time goes by. We have old mains that we are upgrading, and from time to time, the systems will be impacted. I would love to urge all Barbadians now, not just the people living in St. Joseph, St. Andrew, St. Thomas, it is imperative that you store water always, not just during hurricane season. You don't know when it will happen. You need to have a backup plan. And we would like to recommend at least 5 gallons of water per day per person in the household. So let's just say, for example, you have 5 people, 25 gallons, just keep it there until we can get to you to replenish it, at least to hold you for 24 hours so that we can do what we have to do and you are not inconvenienced. So I wanted to thank you for that time to explain to the good people. We are working on it, and we will give you updates from time to time through this station and other stations. And you could also like our page at Barbados Water Authority for the latest updates.
Thank you so much. That was Ms. Joya Haig from the Barbados Water Authority, and she mentioned the challenges that are being experienced in St. Joseph, St. Andrew, and St. Thomas. And one call she made is that we store water at least 5 gallons per day per person. Down to Brass Tacks.
Good morning, Miss Lisa Gale. Miss Rosari, Miss Lisa Gale.
Hi, good morning. You sound like you're very anxious to speak to Miss Lisa Gale.
Of course. Listen, I was going to commend you, but I don't want to do that because I don't really think that I'm buttering you up, right? So I will let it stay here until I actually finish. Listen, you could tell me the time, dear?
Time is 11:33.
Okay, good. I will try to make it quickly. My subject today is NIS. Mm-hmm. However, I just want to make a short comment on the PSVs before. Now, it's very commendable of the owner to call and try to convince us what she was trying to convince all about. But I believe in mind there are other persons there who weren't convinced. Now, when she said about not a level playing field, I could gravitate towards that. But probably there's a reason why. Because Transport Board would have had a policy in place long time before where they can put these little billboards and stickers on their buses. But as time modernized and they were using these ZRs and whatnot, insurance companies and whatever realized, and statistics have proven that these little things and certain things that the guys would have put and had on their van were causing distractions, which means, you know, the persons get to realize the more modernized, these things were causing these type of accidents and distraction for drivers and whatnot. So, you know, the policy then came off. They didn't take off the policy for the Transport Board as modernized things were improved. So that is the only thing, and the part with the overloading.
So I question, before you go, just for clarity, I like people to speak from some level of information and verified information. This is information that you have verified, or this is what you thought?
Both. Because I will tell you why. First, I thought about it. I was wondering why. I remember one of you guys used to draw a lot of different...
a lot of nice
fancy things on the thing, right? So some accidents because of, I know, insurance particular things. I was thinking about it first, but then we get to realize that a lot of persons who were, look at that on that van.
No. I just asked you if you were able to clarify. And with whom.
Yeah. Well, as I said, because of certain insurance claims, which I would have known of and involved with, then the statistics was given when they had the safety and something. It was on the BBC News, where they were talking about those vans they're calling African Matatas, right? When they were trying to take. Right, they were trying to take those things off of the vans also too. That they were very distracting. Why persons were getting could be called distractions. They have to do the survey and whatnot and stuff like that. But anyway, let me continue with this part. So I'm saying now that yes, I could understand.
You know, you haven't verified whether in Barbados there's a law
I never said there's a law.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying that policy
or something
would have
that led to policy as to why
would
these
have changed the modernized, right? Correct. Because you don't go backwards; you always go forward to try to stop mitigate things from happening, right? So if you find out you put all these different fancy, everybody's going to go on to put on something, even advertising. It may come in a smart advertisement, but not one that would be, what you would say, one particular way. Another guy may come and put on two people doing something that's on the van, along with a little note advertising somebody. And everybody can want to look at everyone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, distraction. But anyway, what I'm saying is that the modernized thing, so seeing that things get more modernized, they are trying to keep them uniform in one way. So it wouldn't really cause that type of thing. But the only thing I can see, as I say, is the overloading. But when the owner called, I think you were right in your last 2 minutes of your submission was great, because she was actually mixing marbles with oranges or apples, as you may say. You can't do that, and you shouldn't do that. The whole thing was about the vulgarity and the music on the vans. And she took that opportunity to try to lump everything, same way it should be this and it's that. Yet she haven't proven to me, or I believe a lot of person out there, why the music is still on the van, and why that she have to keep hers, because she don't have to follow the crowd. I understand what she's trying to say about profit margin, because that's what it really is. But, you know, if you start, you'll be surprised to see, as you indicated, how many people will gravitate towards her van. But anyway, that's all I have to say about that. What I really want to speak about to you is the NLS. And I hope you would assist me later on when I finish, because you're going to have some persons that will call in. And I believe these persons don't really understand and don't really care to make some comments that they normally do about this same very thing. No, this is it. When the NIS or the persons who would have qualified to get the raise, at that time, the opposition leader, Ms. Mayor Martin, now Prime Minister, would have indicated that they would have gotten. Now, all who qualify, as I said, now the persons who got the $50 raise, I believe in mind, yes, it was also a plan, and they look at it earlier, Clark, knowing that they were going to come on board with the $150 per day to help pay for the garbage trucks and collecting of the garbage or buying new garbage trucks. Now, FDA knew that. In the initial stages, it was said to all the persons who would have qualified or going to qualify, is that they realized that these persons were living way below a certain standard, and they can hardly buy this from X amount of years coming down and whatnot. Yes, it is true. So now, what I'm asking, and I'm going to make it as simple, I would like the Prime Minister and her finance ministers to revisit it. Reason why?
Revisit which one?
The separate NSA I'm speaking about. The raise that was given to the persons that qualify. I will tell you why I believe that they should.
Just to be clear, you're asking for something, so I want to be clear on what you're saying. You're speaking right to the persons who receive the increase in non-contributory pension?
Yes. Whoever receive, whoever qualify, whether it's invalidity, pension, whoever qualify under that NIS scheme to got the raise, the increase.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, they have certain people who got $50. Now, in that $50, since that it was planned for the $150, I wonder, and I believe they know, $150 per day, $45 must come out of that same very $50. And as I said, in the initial stages, it was said that because they realized that these persons were living below a particular way standard in life and was unable and were hardly coping to buy groceries and do their little necessary things.
I thought it was 50% of the 150, the persons who are falling in that category.
All right, listen. Everybody going to have to pay $150 per day, right? This one.
Every household. And it's 50% for those persons who are within the pension category.
No, I don't know about that. All I know
is
that. listen to me carefully here.
But you heard me, right?
Yes, I heard you.
Okay.
But listen carefully. As long as your water bill is in a pensioner's name, it is $150 per day. And those persons who own...
It's 50%.
Listen, wherever it ends up, $45 is going to be taken from that money.
No. You can't say wherever it ends up, because you're saying one thing and I'm saying another.
Yes,
and I'm saying to you, where there's a pensioner, as has been reported, 50% of that $150 will be taken from that household. Are we clear? So it can be $45.
So how much it would be?
45 divided by 2. Or 45 minus 50%.
Okay, great. Okay.
So that's 22.5.
Okay, let's put it that way. So if I am a person who is a pensioner right now, and when the end of August comes, and I get a bill that tells me $45, where should I go to with it, my dear?
You aren't going to get a bill that says $45. You clearly, you're not going to get it.
All right, okay, good. Well, glad you're enlightening me. That's why I love to call Brass Tax, and I like to get the information, right? So all those out there who are wondering like me, maybe have new information.
Thank you so much for your contribution. We have someone. I just pressed the WhatsApp. We have about this one too. We have about 13 people here mentioning something to do with this PSV issue and transport board, etc. Whoa. Several of you, I'm going to be able to read all of you at this point. This is Down to Brass Tacks.
A focus on you. The healthier you. A better you. The VOB family welcomes the Better Health Radio Show in association with BAP, the Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners, this and every Sunday at 6 p.m. as we take your calls and give you the best advice. We'll tackle the many health issues facing Barbados. We're the best health professionals as we highlight a special focus each week, and you'll also hear the truth about conflicting advice. Take a moment out to focus on your health every Sunday evening at 6 on VOB 92.9 FM. With the Better Health Radio Show, brought to you by Pharmatex Alize and Allergan.
Hi there, it's me, Uncle Jay. Life 97.5 FM presents Life Reading Room in association with Starlight Supplies. Join us every Saturday from 10 until 11 a.m. until September 1st for a time of reading and fun with Barbados Association of Reading. On Saturday, August 25th, we will be live from Savannah Beach Hotel. To be part of the action here in our studios or at Savannah, register by phone 430-7300 or email life975@starconnetwork.net. Limited space available, so register now. There will be prizes and surprises. Reading is fun! Life Reading Room is brought to you by Starlight Supplies, Barbados Association of Reading, and Life 97.5 FM.
Down to Brass Tacks. Good morning.
Miss Gill, a very good morning to you, ma'am.
Morning, sir.
I want, first of all, to congratulate you on your... Hello?
I'm not hearing you. You're breaking up.
You can hear me now?
I can hear you now, yes.
Yeah. Now I was saying I want to congratulate you on your elevation to the board at Barbados Port Inc., the best place in the whole world to work. I've worked there all my life.
Okay.
Anyway, there's some things I want.
Thank you, by the way.
Yeah. And not only you, but Adrian Smiley Bailey, my good friend.
Okay,
To the other committee.
Yes, the Port Commission.
Think, right.
Well, not Port, Cruise Commission.
Right, correct. As Smiley was working in the port for a lot of years, and I'm sure he knows the system quite well, and he's not a yes person, and he would oppose things when he sees the need to, and he would do what you have to do. I suppose you would do the same. I can say that about him, but I can't about you, because I already know you as good as I know him. He's a deaconite, and I am one too.
Okay.
Anyway, let me go on. As a member of the board, Ms. Gale, I would want to suggest to you that you can make mention, because I was on a brainstorming committee in the port when it was there, and a lot of, only two things that I have asked to have done that were done. So as a board member now, I would want to suggest to you that there are some things that you can suggest to the port. As a member of the board, I can help the board. One, I would like to see, and I hear Dennis Johnson keeps saying that the barber spoke about the Seaman Center, but he wanted to say that I spoke about that first. And that Seaman Center can be built right outside the port gate, where they have the Pelican in Flight. You know the Pelican in Flight?
Yes.
That big steel structure there. It can be built, like, that's a lovely spot to have such a thing, a Seaman Center that can incorporate lots and lots of things. The other thing I want to mention is that they should take a look at the signal station. The signal station is the equivalent to the control tower of the airport, and that's where we work for my last 22, 23 years in the port in there. Mm-hmm. And that's downwind from all the asbestos I was talking about recently.
Mm-hmm.
But the need to look at the signal station and rebuild it. And rebuild it nice and proper. And build it high in the air. The other thing I would like to see them do, those blocks in the port that make up the harbor wall, each of those blocks weigh 10 tons. And it's easy to move. So I want to see, I've suggested it already, and nothing has happened. I want to see they use those blocks, the part of the blocks where the people walk on the top side of the block, and then the side of the block. I want to see them do something that where they can get some advertising on those blocks from the end of the wall, right down with the, by the mole head or the turning point, right up to at least to the signal station and beyond, where you can have people advertising. Maybe VOB can do advertising there, you know, Montgay, Banksbury, Keir Shepherd, Harrison, the different shipping companies, and they can get some money there when the year comes.
Okay.
So, and also, like they see them do something about the roofs. But let me get past there now. That's just something that you could put in your folder. Let me just say, especially the one with the signal station, because that signal station, although the guys in there try to maintain it the best they can, I think it needs knocking down and building something there. And I suspect that the people that built the harbor, because the harbor, they started to build the harbor in 1957, it was officially opened the 6th of May 1961. And from that time till now, the signal station has been the same. And I think they need to look at that seriously and give the fellas somewhere comfortable to work.
Okay.
The other thing I want to mention to you, Ms. Gail, is that I would like you to explain for me what exactly is money laundering. if you could explain that for me.
I would look for a good term for you, but it's really, the term launder was not used, well, see, we're loosely, because it is taking something from one place and cleaning it. So let me put it in these the best terms I can put it in. I can say, let's say I get money in a format that wasn't the most scrupulous, and I want to inject it into a clean, which is why they use the term launder, I want to inject it into a clean system. So I would put it on a bank or put it, go and purchase something and indicate that I got it in good, let me give you the right way. Yes, and say that I got it. Let's say you pay me for a bribe, $3,000, and I can't say that this is a salary lodgement, so I wouldn't just go and put it on my bank like that. I would probably go and spend $800 purchasing some earrings, another $800 in the spa, probably do get a hair, you know, hairdo, a nice facial, get my toes done, a pedicure, some one or two massages. So I'm able to put that into the system, the clean system, because the spa would not know that the money was accumulated in a way that was not scrupulous. And then I would put the rest probably on the bank. So if I don't put a very large sum on the bank, they wouldn't question it. If I put a very large sum, so I break it up and I put it different places. So it's really that process where people disguise the original ownership. So I wouldn't put, let's say I receive a $10,000, and that's why people don't write checks and do certain things, because they know there's a trace. So any proceeds that I get from activity that is not scrupulous, and I put it into a clean system or a legitimate source, that's when you call that money laundering. So you really launder the money by cleaning it. You take it from bad sources and put it into a clean source.
Let me give you another example and tell me if I'm right or wrong. Let's say I'm in St. Vincent,
mm-hmm.
and I sell you a house. I sell you a house in St. Vincent.
With deeds and with all the right documentation? Because remember, the sale of a home is a little different. But people can take money. Yeah, you go on. Let me hear you first.
Yeah. No, I heard this scenario play out already on American television. Where somebody in Russia sold a house to somebody in the States. And then after a little while, the person in the States sold the house back to the same person in Russia that sell it initially for $170 million more in an effort to transfer funds from
into the first person's account. Yes, because
Wait a minute, Lisa. Mm-hmm. To transfer money from the States to Russia without drawing any attention to what's happening.
That could happen. We have the music with us. I hope I clarified it for you. I'm taking clean, making it seem clean, but it coming from criminal or other sources. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You are on the air. We will go to the regional roundup and then we will be with you.